So much saccharine drivel has been written on the subject of Anne Boleyn, so many Hollywood movies made, so many bodice-buster romances produced, that us serious historians are supposed to avert our gaze from the tragic soap opera of her life and concentrate on meaty stuff like the social and political origins of the Reformation or the Tudor Revolution in government. But try as we might, we keep coming back time and again to the subject of Anne because on close inspection, it turns out that she was, after all, historical prime cause number one. At the time of the Field of the Cloth of Gold, Anne would have been a teenager. She had been away from England off and on since the age of 12, when her well-connected diplomat father, Thomas, arranged for her to become maid of honour to Margaret of Austria at one of her many courts, this one here at Mechelen in Flanders. Margaret was recognised as the world authority on courtly love, that theatrical form of aristocratic flirtation around which a whole culture had grown up. Desire endlessly deferred, sexual passion transfigured into pure selfless love, troubadours, masks, silk handkerchiefs, a lot of sighing. That was the theory anyway. While underneath the stage-managed surface, the old basic instincts seethed away.